Okay, welcome to our pre-show here. Why am I whispering? I don't know. This is a studio. You know, we've been working out of this studio for the last 16 years. And, right? Is that right? About 16 years. And it's soundproof, but over the last like year or so, I can hear my neighbors. I can hear people on either side here. I can hear businesses over here. I hear some residents over there. And sometimes I actually hear people in the alley here between our building and the other commercial building. And I don't know what they're doing there. I mean, this doesn't sound like anything nefarious. They're just like talking and walking and laughing and choking. But it sounds like they're right next door, man. And I've, you know, I know you guys must have heard dogs barking, you know, from time to time. All right, so, excuse me. So we are going to be in Florida on Thursday. Well, we will have shows originating from Southern California through Thursday. And then Friday, of course, is an encore. What the fuck is with this again? And then what we're going to do is we're going to do encore shows while we're in Florida. But that doesn't mean all of them. And we may jump in with some local stuff from Florida. We are not in South Florida. We're going to be in the Central Florida environs and regions. Our base of operations has moved away from Miami and closer to the Orlando area. What the hell is with this goddamn glasses or this headphones? There we go. Okay. They're not glasses filled, they're headphones. Yeah, I know. Okay. Goddamn. You know the difference between glasses and headphones? Yes, I do. Okay. All right. So on August 1st, Dr. Elcott is elevated and, you know, life will go on. My understanding is Bonehead Gibson is in town. I should say Overlord Bonehead Gibson is in town. And Dr. Elcott has a checkered past with him. So we don't know if Bonehead Gibson will stand up and ask for what they call an Elcott. I probably have this wrong. But what they call it in Elcott is the door pump, meaning you open and close the door to air out past grievances. My understanding is he's going to be in town to do a door pump, but possibly release vapor. And that's another Elcott term they tell me. Is that it? Yeah. Releasing vapor is to say all is forgiven. But the door pump is, in our lexicon, that means the bathroom smells. But in the Elcott, it's far more elevated. Yeah, sure. Here's something. Hold on. Here is a relic from COVID past, man. Now, we're what, 4 years removed, really, from the intense COVID period? I mean, the summer of 2000, the spring of 2000, the fall, you remember that? And we were rubbing fucking sanitizer on our hands, and we were wearing masks, and we were getting the shot. And I know, you know, people have a difference of opinion. I personally don't give a fuck. That's what I was doing. And this is back when we thought you could really get infected by surfaces, contaminated surfaces. We found out since that it's really more airborne. But nonetheless, I was out. I just went to a cabinet. I have like 20 bottles of disinfectant, 20 bottles of hand sanitizer. One of them, WHO approved, World Health Organization approved. This stuff is like 85% alcohol. Here is a bottle of cleanser that I bought. I haven't seen it before since, called Seventh Generation. Disinfecting multi-surface cleaner kills 99.99% of bacteria viruses. What is the 1/100th that it doesn't kill? Botanical disinfectant made from essential oil. Are they telling me, therefore, that this is a environmental friendly thing? This is clean well inside. Active ingredient. I can't read that. What does it say, man? Active ingredient is THYMO. What the fuck does that say, man? THYMOL. Thymol? Oh, other ingredients, 99.9. So thymol is only 0.5. Other ingredients, 9. Well, what are the other ingredients? Oh, here they are. You would think that alcohol is going to be number one in the storage and disposal direction for use. Other ingredients, water, sodium lauryl sulfate, copper sulfate. It doesn't say anything in here about alcohol. I guess alcohol's not natural enough, right? Kills 99% of household germs, specifically influenza A virus, H2N1, rhinovirus, type 37, staphylococcus, whatever, salmonella. A lot of bad shit, man. It supposedly kills. I've had this bottle for 4 years. I think I used it once. I think I used it to clean the surfaces here of the studio, and that was it. All right. So enough of that bullshit. Let's get to the thing. Today is the 22nd. And let's see what God hath wrought on the 22nd day, man. I saw like I said, YouTube is awesome. Although YouTube has a lot of bullshit, and you have to be smart enough to catch the bullshit. I saw something that attracted my attention. Complete History of the Nuremberg Trials. It turned out that this Complete History of the Nuremberg Trials was written and produced by Holocaust deniers. Written and produced by people that wanted to re-spin everything in favor of the Nazis. And how did I know all of this? Because it was quite evident as it went along for like 2 minutes is all it took, that every goddamn bad guy was a good guy and every good guy was a bad guy. And, you know, and it just went away. It went against everything that I happen to know, that I've studied, that I've seen, that other people have attested to. So you got to watch it there, basically what I'm saying. You guys already know that. But the one thing I did find was the great documentary on the Tokyo Raid. The Tokyo Raiders, which was the Doolittle Raiders of April of 1942, when after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt said, I want to attack the Japanese homeland. I want to attack the Japanese capital. I want them to feel what we just felt. I want to make them scared. I want to make them feel vulnerable. It was a big, big, big fucking order just 4 months into the war. But Doolittle took it on. James Doolittle, the war hero and award-winning racing pilot, all kinds of things this cat did. Doolittle took it on and got together various crews for these bombers. And I won't tell you the whole story, but basically that's what we did. These guys got in, they dropped bombs on Tokyo, but then came the harrowing, scary part, landing in China. Some of them didn't make it. Some of them ran out of gas. The danger was, they were well aware of the danger. They were made aware that this was a very dangerous mission and that there was a likelihood that you were going to fail. How do I know that? Because they interviewed some of the pilots. Some of the pilots are still alive. At least some of the guys were alive when they made this. And they made that. They said that. Commander Doolittle told us. But it was made into a movie. Ted Lawson was one of the pilots. Ted Lawson lost his leg in the crashing of his plane off of an island off the coast of China after they dropped their bombs. He lost a leg and he was injured in other ways, but he got out of China. Not all of the pilots were as lucky, but he got out, came home, wrote this fucking book called 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, and then it was turned into a movie. The movie's got a lot of schmaltzy soap opera-y shit, but one of the things the movie does that I think is pretty cool is it puts a camera in the cockpit as these guys were riding really low. They were trying to avoid radar, so they were riding real close to the ground, basically close to the ocean surface. And they came in over the Japanese coast that way, just rising and falling with every hill and every little mountain. The director puts us right there in the cockpit as we see this countryside and this the horizon and all of the building and everything just kind of zooming toward these pilots as they're flying as low as they fucking dare to avoid the Japanese radar. And then they got over their target, dropped their fucking bombs, and then just got the fuck out of Dodge. It's a good movie for that. The rest of it, I don't know. I mean, it tells a love story between Lawson and his wife. Maybe, you know, I'm sure he loved his wife. Their on the ground experience in China was sort of made a little flowery because a lot of the cats got caught by the Japanese. Some of the pilots, some of the crews got caught by the Japanese and were imprisoned. Some were executed. Some were in prison for the length of the war. So it was not a easy mission, but this was a great documentary. All right, so what are we going to do, man? Here's what we're going to do. What we always do. The 22nd of July. The 22nd of July, 2023. And that was the day we did Black Fist. Isn't that interesting? Elcott, the next step. Monday, here's Tuesday. A hybrid show featuring the Bill Witherman Experience. No shit. Never heard of Bill Witherman. Let's see what this is about. I don't remember this. The Bill Witherman Extravaganza.
Take two.
This is the Bill Witherman Extravaganza. You better?
Try it again.
This is the Bill Witherman Extravaganza.
Go.
Go where?
You want to?
This is the Bill Witherman Extravaganza. This is the Bill Witherman. This is the Bill Witherman Extravaganza.
One more.
This is the Bill Witherman Extravaganza. Holy Jesus Christ, though. Yeah, let's play that. I think I remember it now. Bill Witherman. Dean Wheeler sings The Lust Tub to the tune of Love Boat. And an R.C. Collins encore show.
What are you fucking talking about, man? What is this?
Wait, I don't want to do that.
She sends her best.
Well, as long as she's happy, man.
Who is...
Stuff, right, and get into the show here. And this is an interesting... Who he was? Needs to know. Who? I didn't. And, well, what was the book, the Steinbeck book you keep... Travels with Charlie. Vehicle, and it was
what?
Crazy.
This the fuck is this,
man,
shit?
It's, you know, it's time. You wanted to say something like, you're coming...
What the fuck?
The United States.
All right, so, Cindy...
Very this kind of thing. This kind of...
Hope you enjoyed the Bill... Yeah. R.C.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray with General Shaw, Bud Dickman, and, of course, Phil Hendry.
I don't know. I don't want to do this. Thank you very, very much, Margaret, and welcome, everybody, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Fuck that. We're not doing that. No. There's one here that says Bill Witherman is back. Let's listen to this. I don't know what this is. I guess I really got hooked on Bill Witherman. Let me see. My name is Bill Witherby. Bill yesterday, thank you, sir. I've got... Can I get it written down for me? Bill Witherby Weather...
Continue to believe in Santa Claus. Some guy, you know, like a picture of Santa Claus going, ah, it was... I can't say it on
the... I'm back.
Bill. Let's do the outro, okay?
Let's do Bill Witherby.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry.
Let's do that one. Guys, I can just tell. I can just tell when I hear certain audio cues that it's going to be fucking weird. No questions asked, baby. All right, so this will be... Bill Witherby is back, only he's changed his name to Bill... Bill Witherman is back, only he's changed his name to Bill Witherby and suffers a heart attack during the show. Why am I laughing? Because there's no such guy, so he really didn't suffer a heart attack, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's hard for me to know these things.
All right, so that's cool. Let me try this. So what we want to do before we fuck around with all this stuff... Come on, baby. So how are you? How was your weekend, y'all? We're in the middle of summer. God, do I love the summer. God damn it, I don't give a shit how hot it gets. I really don't. I'm not knocking anybody that feels it's too hot, but please understand, I get it. But you know what? I like the summer. I like it a lot. I like the ocean, I like the beach, I like everything the summer brings us.
I love everything that the summer brings us, you know? That's what I love about it.
Bill Witherby. All right, now what we're going to do. Lots and lots of texts today from all kinds of people and all kinds of places. Good. Okay, groovy. I got you. Let me look over July 2005. Archive it, man. July 2005. So, you guys know, November 23rd, I will be at the Memphis Comic Con. And... forgive me, Joe, if I don't get the name right. This is just the... But we're going to start plugging it on the podcast. But I'm going to be doing a one-man show there for you, if you'd like to show up for it, featuring all of the people that you've come to know and love, the cast of characters. I'll be there on stage doing it. Now, what am I looking for? July. Okay. So, I'm looking forward to it, man, because I think this is the way that I should... I think this is how I kind of go into the sunset, to be honest with you, doing live shows. Not necessarily as an actor on television or in movies or anything like that. Not necessarily, although I think voiceover, yeah, I'll keep on doing that. But in terms of visual art, doing live shows. Now, that's how I kind of see it, but we'll see. All right, so I'm looking for what, the 22nd? Dodger Baseball with Rick Mundy. Rick tells us Dodger Stadium is easy access for Al-Qaeda. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Steve also thinks his family's harassing him because of his views on the war in Iraq. Okay, we got to do that one. Is this 2005? It is, yeah. All right. Okay, good. Good, groovy. Groovy, 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 groovy. Wait a minute, man. Let me get the... Steve Bozell feels his family's harassing him. Got to put that into the show... Lug. So yeah, Memphis. Don't know a lot about Memphis. Have not hung out in Memphis. I don't think I've ever been to Memphis. I've been to Nashville a couple times. But I grew up knowing Memphis as the place where a lot of really great fucking music came from. That's just what I learned as a young person listening to the radio and listening to the DJs and listening to my artists that I love, like Booker T and the MGs came out of there, and Rufus Thomas came out of there, and Carla Thomas, and, you know, I think Otis Redding had some connection to Memphis, and the Memphis Horns, and I don't know, man, you know, and Aretha Franklin. You couldn't not know that Memphis had great goddamn music. Like, Nashville was country music, and that wasn't really, that was not my bag, you know. What is the fucking date? Yeah. But rock and roll and rhythm and blues was, and Memphis was, it was, I always heard the name of the city associated with great music. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to visiting some of the musical haunts of Memphis while I'm there. I'm not going to be there that long, but... All right, baby. Let's see. All right, man. So we're groovy. I think we got it. We are good to go, right? Let me see. Did I download? I got to make sure I download all this shit or I'm in a world of hurt. I downloaded 2005. I downloaded last year 2017. Okay, groovy as fuck. Why did I do it twice? Why did you download last year twice? One is the 25th, one is the 26th. What is the difference? Oh, I know why. Because Bill Witherby, the first Bill Witherby, sucked ass. Let me make sure this is the one. My name is Bill Witherby. Yesterday,
yeah, okay.
I used the name of Bill Witherman. I've changed my mind. Okay. Whatever you say, bro. Let me see, man. My name is Bill. All right. Excuse me. Here we go.